It looks like we're having some difficulty that the I can't even speak
you
the
can't.
Word
Technical
difficulties. We
difficulties.
have and we apologize. We'll try to get her back. So
get
maybe we thought if we did have some technical difficulties, Donna was going to teach me how to do AI on PowerShell. Should we do that now? Are we trying
I
to get her
so.
Back?
Yeah. So it go to
all right.
make.powerapps.com.
All right. Let me log in. Let me go into my work.
Go to work so mode.
Make.
Dot.
Oh,
PowerApps.com.
Make.powerapps.com. This is all happening live, my friends.
This is pretty live. Okay.
Yes.
Choose your work account.
Choose my work account. Okay. Because I also have like my home account that I literally have my own 0365 stuff.
Oh, you have your tenant? Okay. Let's use that. Let's try to use your tenant.
No, I want to use this
you
one.
Use your work okay.
What if they charge me and stuff?
They won't because it's a 30-day trial.
Oh, hey. I love that. All right.
Okay.
So what do we got?
So what we're going to do is go down on the left side, see it where it says AI Builder.
Let's do that.
Let's see if you were, and just say build.
Build, okay. Let that load. Oh, look at this. I love this. I love this down here.
Yeah, those are the pre-built models that.
Well, no, like the learning bits.
Oh, the learn modules, yep. So if any of you are curious, go do those learn modules.
Hey, honestly, I just wanted to use Zoom in a little bit.
I could tell you wanted to use
Zoom. So, okay, all right, here
okay,
we go.
Okay, so scroll up. Let's do object detection. So click top
row. BNSer.
That's right, BNSer. So name, do you have 45 of a picture or 45 pictures or something?
I could do a classification thing. I have tacos and burritos.
Oh, perfect. So do object detection. That'll work great.
So where, okay, no, object detection.
Yeah, do object
okay.
detection. So do tacos, burritos.
Food.
Food. Perfect.
AI.
Food AI.
Okay.
Right. Create.
Okay. Create. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. By the way, look at this goodness.
By the way, that community conference coming up next week. So if you're really enjoying today, go join the community conference. It's going to be more advanced topics, so it'll build on everything you learned today. So I highly recommend you do some of the tutorials you learned today and then watch the community conference, because those speakers have been in the game for a long time and they're quite experienced.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, so we All got right. that.
So back to object detection. So down there at the bottom, this is object detection. Click down, 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 down.
Down, down. This one.
Nope, nope.
This.
Very bottom. Yeah, right there. Click object detection, yep. Then at the very bottom, see where it says next.
Oh, you want me to click common objects?
Common objects.
And then next.
Next.
Gosh, you must be like so annoyed with me.
That would never happen, Seth.
No, I know. She's so nice.
Okay, so choose objects. Now you just click new object and yours is going to be one taco.
Taco. You can never just have one.
One taco, okay.
And then do I add another one?
And then click.
Burrito, which is a singular.
Right.
We don't want to be piggish.
All right. Next.
Next. Add images.
Now you got your images.
So let's go upload from local storage here. So I'm going to go to I'm going to go to my desk folder. I'm just kidding. Projects. Wow. Let's do a food AI. Okay. Yeah. And let me go to my data. And here I have. Should I do burritos first?
Yeah. Do burritos first.
So. Oh, how did that one sneak in
is
there?
Is that a kangaroo?
That's a burrito.
Oh, it's a burrito. Wow.
It's a little burro.
I cannot believe Seth is doing
this. I snuck in a dad joke.
Is everyone seeing this?
You weren't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting.
I snuck in
I'm
a
never
burrito.
Expecting these horrendous strokes.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
That's
All
the
right.
thing. By the way, thanks, camera, for going. I snuck in a little burrito.
He did. He did.
How many do I need?
So let's do, we have to tag 15, so tag, get like 10.
Okay. So, I don't know how many that is.
I don't know.
One, let me pick good ones. One, two, three, this is exciting, tell me. Four,
you're
five, six, seven, eight, nine, a 10.
Yep.
Kapow. By the way, these images I got from Bing, and if you do like an image search, here, let me show you. So burrito, right? The cool thing about this is if you go to images, you can do this thing called a filter, and you can change the license to like free to share and use commercially, right? So I'm using ethical images, okay?
Yes, these aren't sketchy ones.
These aren't sketchy ones. I can literally use them, right? You saw some of these.
They're open source images.
Yeah, you can use them. That's the cool thing about Bing.
Yeah.
If you Google with Bing, you can do that. So, all right, so let's do the upload the 10 images.
And then you need 10 pictures of tacos.
I gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha on that one. Mm-hmm. By the way, that burrito joke is the one that always keeps on giving. You're welcome.
And by giving, we mean
giving.
Everyone gives some.
All right. So now what do I do?
Okay.
So do I need to add images of
tacos?
So how do I do that? Add images.
So add images, and then now add 10 images of tacos.
So let's do some tacos.
Where are your tacos at?
Let's go in my tacos folder. Obviously, no joke there. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay.
Okay.
Open.
We need to order lunch after this demo.
I know. I was just about to, but
okay. All right.
Yeah.
So do this.
The show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
Images not meeting requirements were ignored. Okay. Well, okay. I got okay. So now I have 19 images total.
All right. Perfect. Now click next.
Next.
Now it's time to tag them.
Okay.
Okay.
So this one clearly is, should I put a box around it?
Yes, put a box around anything that's a burrito.
Okay, so let's fix that here. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I want to encompass the full burrito goodness.
The burrito experience.
Burrito.
Good.
Okay.
Next, click that purple arrow.
This purple arrow?
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go. Ooh.
Ooh. Those are enchiladas though, but okay.
I'm gonna call it a taco.
Okay.
For the sake of this, but if my mom is watching, I didn't mean
it. No, she'll be mad.
She'll be so mad.
Okay.
My grandma literally be like, dude, I raised you better.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do taco here.
Tacos. Okay.
Bien sûr.
Okay.
Oakley doakley. Now the next one. Oh, man.
What's that?
It's not a good burrito.
Oh.
I guess that's why it's an open source burrito.
Yeah. Cameron laughed and no one else did. And that was it. No one else laughed at that. Stop laughing at him.
Like they grilled it. Who does that?
I don't know. Okay, here's a burrito.
Burrito. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I think we should just comment on every burrito that we are.
We are.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, obviously someone. This is a. The salad part is not useful.
No.
So we'll just leave that off.
We'll just leave that out. Okay.
All right.
Just so you know, most of this AI business is tagging these pictures.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Most of AI is. I don't know what this green thing is, but someone needs to teach them to make guacamole. Just trying to throw that out there. So here's another burrito.
Uh-huh. Mm.
This was a bad idea right before lunch.
Yeah.
Can I tag multiple of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look! It already kind of starts
putting
snowing.
The boxes right.
It's hey!
Yeah. Look, it's doing your work for you already, Seth.
Burrito, burrito. Boom, mm-hmm. boom, boom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Should this be two burritos or one burrito?
I think one burrito.
So look
it's
at
already
that.
Doing the box.
It's doing both of them.
On both. All right. There you
burrito
go.
Here, both. Burrito there. Kapowie, kapowie. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, this one clearly.
Clearly it's a burrito.
No, this looks like. Some Asian Mex fusion gone wrong. This feels like it's a sushi roll with a tortilla wrap.
Well, you identified it as a burrito.
I didn't. I just downloaded it from Bing.
Oh my gosh. 'Cause
I'm lazy. Okay. I'm not looking at this stuff. All right, next. Next. Here we go. Oh.
That's a huge burrito. Okay.
There's something wrong with this.
Okay, burrito.
This should not be labeled a burrito, but
no.
Okay.
Okay.
Next.
Okay.
Oh, we're up to the tacos.
Okay, tacos.
Looks like there's two of them, so let's do taco here,
box,
taco tacos. Here, and then taco aquí.
Yes.
Very good. Should we just do the rest of this in Spanish? You speak Spanish, Donna?
Yes. Sí. Muy mal.
Okay, I'm conflicted here.
That's
this
a quesadilla.
Feels like a quesadilla.
I think we don't tag this either. That would be weird, right?
I'm gonna tag it as a taco.
All right, it's a just taco. For the your grandma's gonna be. Mad.
I know she's so. What is he? Are you waving at us? No, you're like no. This is the worst television you ever watched.
Yeah. You're
well,
welcome.
We don't care. Okay.
You're stuck with this.
Should I like make these multiple tacos or just one? I'll just make it one because I'm
just
lazy.
Just make it one. There's identified itself as one taco. Next.
These look like quality tacos.
They look like legit tacos.
Yeah, these ones are looking good.
Those look like al pastor tacos.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Same.
Al pastor is the best. All
Seth
right.
Seth and I have discovered that we like the exact same food.
What the heck is this monstrosity?
Why are there olives on this? I hate this.
This.
You're gonna tag this tacos.
I should tag this as garbage.
Yeah, monstrosity.
Garbage okay. tacos. All right, I'll label it tacos here so it learns. By the way, remember how I was talking earlier? I'll label this as three tacos because that makes more. Remember how I was talking earlier? Basically, what it's escape. Labeling is the worst part of machine learning.
It is the worst part.
So we'll do a taco here. We'll do a taco there. Basically, what it's going to do is this is a more sophisticated algorithm than the one I told you about before because it's object detection. Mm-hmm. But it's still going to do multiple. Oh my gosh.
What's that?
It's no.
Is that tofu?
Taco. I'll just.
That's your free pictures off the internet.
Oh my gosh.
Less good.
Okay, we need to stop downloading pictures off the internet. Yeah. I think overall, I think this is the lesson here. Tacos here. Okay. Oh, like these look like lo-fi tacos.
Yeah.
They are generally
they
the
good.
Best ones.
They look good.
Yeah. Lo-fi is usually the best. Yeah. I think that's all of them.
All right. Now you did tagging. Good.
Done.
Cool.
Okay.
So this painful part is over. Now click. What's going on?
Oh, I need at least 15 images.
Oh, didn't we have 15?
Per object. I have 19.
Oh.
So I need like five more of each one. Dang it. Okay. Oh. Okay. Let's do five more.
All right. 15.
So next.
We need.
Oh, wait. Back. I need to upload some more.
Okay, upload some more.
Add images. This button here.
Okay.
Let's go back to some tacos here. Let me go to the bottom half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for good measure.
Okay.
Voila. So those are 6 tacos.
Uh-huh.
Close. And then I'm going to add some more burritos.
Yeah.
Let's go over here
burrito
to.
Burrito
folder. Oh, how did that?
That's going to be your test. Do not upload that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, golly dokoli. Okay. Upload 6 more images. And you're probably wondering why my mic is off kilt, ski wampus. Why do you have to upload those things? Remember, I told you that AI is a lazy way of writing functions with data. Basically,
now
we're
like
writing.
If yeah. tacos.
Yeah, you basically.
If tacos highlight.
It's basically like a function that takes a picture and is like, there's a taco, there's a burrito. Okay, let's go back to the next.
Okay.
Yes.
Now we tag all the new
pictures. Here we go. Some more tacos. Oh, it knows. Tacos here.
It's already identifying.
It's already. It's what do we got here? Is this a burrito or a taco?
I think it's a taco.
This is ambiguous.
You think? I think it's a taco, dude. It's open, right?
But it's got burrito like
quality
skin.
Yeah, but it is a taco.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, you know
it's
best.
It's your data set. I don't know.
Donna knows best. Is this also a taco? Yes, this is definitely a taco.
I think this is a taco.
It's rolled. Yes, yeah. Of course. Okay. 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 I think
we're going to confuse this ML thing so bad. Your
it's going to be no. It's going to be fine. I know this because I've trained these before. So here's a taco.
Okay.
Here's another taco.
Okay.
And we'll leave that one alone because it's too confusing.
Okay. Then.
Tacos.
Yep.
Here, this is pretty clear. Taco here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Man, this is like watching paint thin.
Yes.
Or I mean, paint dry.
Or thin. Yeah.
That's true. Here's another taco here. Taco. Nope.
Where did all the burritos go?
Well, I already did them, right?
But you needed 16 kinds, right? Didn't you need 10 maybe 6 more?
They're coming. They're coming.
Oh,
here's the
there's
burrito.
A burrito. Okay, here they are. Burrito.
That's a horrendously looking burrito.
Mm-hmm. That's from Chipotle, maybe?
Yeah. That's not a real Mexican place.
I did not claim it was.
We got to talk to Scott Hanselman because his Mexican food game is not on point.
Not on point.
He took me to a Chipotle and he's like, this is great. I'm like,
nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Burrito. Here we go. This is like Greek food.
That's not even either. Okay.
I'm going to make it a burrito.
All right.
Make it a burrito for this case.
Your Greek burrito?
My Greek burrito.
All right.
Basically, that's what they are.
Yep.
Heroes are basically Greek burritos. I'm a fan, by the way, of
the Greek are like cringing
heroes.
In horror. Any of you watching out there in Greece, just.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Not sorry. This is clearly a burrito.
It's a burrito.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Done tagging.
Done tagging. Now, next. Okay. Next button is there. So click train. See that button? Train. All right, now we wait. So this is going to take a little bit.
Oh!
Oh, it didn't.
Is it?
Oh, let's go. Oh, it says training. See in the corner? The right hand
corner. Oh, okay,
corner.
Okay.
That's
there,
anything.
There it is.
Yeah, so it's going to train for a few minutes, like maybe 5 minutes, and then you'll get a score to say how good the training was.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pull that model just into a Power App, and you can take a picture of anything and say taco or burrito, and it should identify taco.
Well, there's other, I have pictures of other tacos and burritos. Mm-hmm. Can I just feed it in there and see what it does?
You can. Well, we want to test the model, right?
Yeah.
So you have to wait for it to train.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So once it finishes training, then we'll test the model with the picture of that donkey thing. And yes.
See what it does?
Yes, and see what it does. Or a picture of an actual burrito. And see,
by the way, on the YouTubes, they're like, Andreas Hard said, I did enjoy the dad joke. Thank you.
You got one fan.
Andreas.
So that's good. Thank you, Andreas,
yeah, thank
for
you.
Sticking
thank
in there. With
look,
us.
there's people who are like, dude, no. I know the other guy was like, this is PETA. Or lady,
yeah.
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Greek. Yes, we know.
It's a PETA.
We're sorry.
These are Seth's free pictures off the internet.
I know.
So is anyone surprised at this news?
AngryJohnny83, I'm about to order al pastor tacos
on
Grubhub. Maybe Jonathan, we should just unplug and just go over there.
I know. Jonathan Sinclair, if you weren't in Ohio or wherever, you'd be inviting us over. I'm just telling you.
Mr. Power App says, thought, though training is a packed word given, I think confusing is a more appropriate word. Yeah, we're confusing the model. Absolutely.
Yes, we are confusing
Very
the model.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. They've all got us questioning what a burrito is.
Yes.
I question myself.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it really doesn't care what it is at all.
Nope.
By the way, as this is loading up, if you're interested to see what it looks like to actually do a real one, CD dot dot.
A real one.
CD, like not a real one. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
But hand rolled.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Do this manually.
Yeah, to do this manually.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Not a real one, because that's actually going to be a better one that you would do manually.
Yes.
Let me put that out there.
Uh-huh.
So this is a classifier for tacos that uses TensorFlow.
Okay.
So I'm gonna load this up. And right now I'm running like a couple of browsers.
Seth,
and
tell everyone what TensorFlow is.
Oh yeah, thank you. TensorFlow is a machine learning framework that allows that lets you put data into it to build these particular models, right? Mm-hmm. Is what it does. And man, my computer is so slow right now.
Mm-hmm. Between the training of the thing and the TensorFlow?
Well, it's not training on my machine.
Oh.
Basically, the thing that takes all of the RAM mm-hmm. in our computers is our browsers.
Yep.
And I've got the YouTube open and the Twitch open and the, maybe I should shut them down. Can't even scroll.
Mm-hmm.
This is so sad.
No good.
It's still training, by the way.
Still training, yep.
Yeah.
So the longest part of doing any sort of AI builder sort of thing is seriously finding pictures, tagging pictures, and training the thing. And
that's
after, after that, it's fine. And that's why I always keep one, just a pre-trained one, so I can switch to it and say, and this will take you 15 minutes, and you don't want to watch me stand around and make horrible comments.
So I finally got it up. Mm-hmm. I'm not just talking about this one hair.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Cameron always moves the camera like right at the time where my joke is going to be at its apex. Look at him! He's like trolling right now.
He is trolling you.
This here is basically a model.
Yes.
But it's a Python. I'm just pulling out. I'm basically stealing a model that's already been built and then putting it into another one.
Wow.
That's it.
Yes.
And then I compile it and run it, and that's it.
Most of software engineering is theft, honestly. You steal like an artist.
That's right. That's right. She is absolutely
steal
right.
Like
so let's go back, and it's still training.
Still training.
So should we just like get like a close up of us just looking at like this for the next?
No.
It usually takes 5 to 9 minutes.
Yeah. So it's been like what, 5 minutes maybe?
Yeah.
So okay.
I think as it's going, I'm going to show you another talent of mine.
Oh no.
This is one that Cameron knows well. I've scared many of people with it. I can rip pieces of paper. Get ready. Still in one piece. Thank you. Cameron is enjoying.
Cameron is applauding.
I have gone into meetings and I was like, and they're like, I was just kidding. It's still in one piece.
Just kidding. Okay. So while this trains, let's talk a little bit about what we've learned today.
Okay.
So first of all, we learned that it is pretty easy to get started with Power Platform. Yeah. So your first, do a tutorial. Like Heath said, do a tutorial, then pick a project, then do the project. And honestly, because you're creating things that are pretty visual, it's good to have a portfolio of stuff. So it's cool to get all these certifications because they back up, it's evidence. It's saying, yeah, I actually do know what I'm doing. But what hiring managers really do want to see is a portfolio of work, because then they can imagine that you can work at their company and get started right away. You're not just someone who knows how to take a good test, but you know how to create something practical and useful for their organization. So every single tutorial you do, every single thing you build on your own, just keep them somewhere handy. Either take detailed screenshots and save them all to like cloud storage, OneDrive, something like that, or actually have the power apps that you build or the power virtual agents you have on your phone. I don't think anyone has quite shown how to do this, but you go into the iOS App Store, the Google Play Store, look up a thing called Power Apps. That's an app that you're going to install on your phone, and all of your power apps will live within that app. Because remember, this is meant for business audiences, so generally your apps would run in the context of your business. So I've put in the chat and on Twitter's where to set up a test account. So if you don't have a work or school account, which you shouldn't use anyway to do tests, set up your own test account. So this would be like donnashouse.com or Seth's Taco Shack.
TacoShack.com, mm-hmm. That's yeah, right.
Exactly. So you would set up your own company or organization. You'd build your power apps, your power virtual agents, your chatbots, which you're going to learn to do soon, your automation within the context of this thing. And so save all your apps and chatbots on your phone. When you go for an interview, people, you know, will ask you like, hey, so tell us your experience. You say, yeah, I built this, I built that, I built this. And have a portfolio ready to go. Be able to share with them a link to your OneDrive and be able to show them on your device actual apps that you've built. One interesting capability of Power Apps is you can share with people externally if you use like a special sharing link and code. It's pretty easy. If you go to Power Apps, you click share and invite as guest, you can invite other people as a guest to take a look at your Power App. So yeah, those are quick little tricks you can do to really impress hiring managers.
And by the way, this is obviously still training, but I want to show you like what service it's using in the background. So this is still training, but the service in the background that it's using is something called Custom Vision. This is a model that I built to do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
And if, maybe if my computer, let me shut down all of my browsers, shut down all my, so that I can get all my 50 billion gig of RAM back. And let me show you this model running in a browser. It's going to be a similar model. So let me go here. cd.ls cd vision. CD Vision. Very good. LS. That's right. So CD API NPM. You don't have to do this stuff. I just want to show you because I had to build this thing, right? And then let's go back here. CD Vision and then Yarn Dev. Oh, it's everything. Yarn Dev, okay. Mm-hmm. Just to show you this little, oh, jeez.
What are you doing?
I know why. CD Client. Yarn Dev. I'll show you in a second. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yarn, I spelled yarn. Yarn, what is it? What is it? I always forget. Like Yarn Start or something? Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez, less package. So basically what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna show you a, there it is, it's Yarn Serve. I knew it, Yarn Serve. And I just wanna show you like the kind of thing you can do. So localhost 3000, why do I have so much RAM? Localhost, I think it's like 8080, let's see here, 8080. Okay, all right. So now, there you go. But again, I don't know why. There's like stuff taking so much memory right now. It's Edge. Oh, I got to close these. Let's close this. Close that. Close that. Okay, let's go back here. Mm-hmm. Okay, and now it's not working right now because obviously I'm in the middle of a demo.
And you're training a model.
And I'm training a model.
Anyone of you who feels bad about your demos not working, are you watching us? We're hosting an event. Is it trained?
Yes. But
it is. All right, let's use it.
Let's use it.
All right, so go to, here's a test. Okay, so click a picture.
Quick test.
So pick that picture of the donkey.
Upload from my device.
Pick the donkey. All right.
It's not going to know what it is.
That's ideal. So do Or actually, you want to pick a burrito so it actually passes?
Yeah, let's do one. Let's pick a burrito.
Let's pick an actual burrito.
An actual burrito.
Pick an actual.
So burrito. One that it hasn't seen. This
right.
one.
Right. Yes.
Open. Here
okay.
we go.
All right, let's go. Fingers crossed. Is it going to detect what will the score look like?
Yes.
Look at that. 59%. It only fails a little bit.
No. You got to understand, though, that like these numbers, people think that they're percentages.
Yeah.
They're not. Mm-hmm. It's basically the density in that particular spot of the vector summed to one.
Yes.
It's not a real probability.
What do you think is a good number for people to reach before they have confidence?
Oh, over 50.
Over 50.
Yeah.
Okay. Over 50. That's good news. See?
But again, you can tune that, right?
Yeah.
Because, for example, it may be like, for example, if you want to detect if someone is your building and your building is wearing an actual mask,
yes,
right, you might want to have a higher confidence or a lower confidence, depending on what it is. So that's a slider that you can do as you're doing that. Should we try a taco?
Yeah, let's try a taco.
So upload from my device.
By the way, so what you would do with this model is now an AI builder. This you can go rewind to Somali's session. This is now a model that is pre-trained. You can pull this into the Power App and do exactly what he did with the business card reader.
Oh, I didn't find any in that one. And when you do that, here's the thing. When you do that and you're like, oh, it's not working, you just got to give it more data. And then it will learn.
So you if I tag more pictures.
If I put this one in there, let's see if it figures.
Is it going to? It's identifying.
There you go.
Oh, did it say tacos? Oh, it did. Hey, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
74% tacos.
Yeah, but again, that's not a percent. I know people want it like.
Yes, they want it to be a percent.
It's not.
I want it to be a percent, but it's not. So what you would do with this is now you have this model. If you click on AI Builder again, or click on Model, Seth, over on the left.
This?
Yeah. So now what you would do, where is it?
Here.
There it is. So what you would do now is you can pull this into a Power App. So let's go.
Do I have to publish it first?
Yeah, publish it.
Okay, publish it.
If you don't publish it, you won't be able to access it.
Okay, so let's do that.
Yes.
Publish. Mm-hmm. We almost had a fiasco there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you
not my demo, because that was an actual fiasco.
Yeah. This is more of a lack of publishing.
Yeah.
So once you publish, you can use this in your Power Apps. You can use it in all kinds of places. But this is now what is called a pre-trained model. And if you rewind to Somali's session, you will be able to use it exactly how you want.
My model is now published.
Yeah. So because Power Apps works on your phone, you can now go take a picture. Say if everyone orders tacos and burritos today from, you know, delivery, take a picture, use the pre-trained model, and it will be able to identify whether it's a taco or a burrito or neither, hopefully.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So and then because it's in AI Builder, I can see over here if we go back to my screen.
Yeah.
How is your model used? You can see documentation on how to involve it in a Power Automate.
Yeah.
So for example, if someone is uploading something or they like their a tweet comes out and you want to find the taco in there, that's cool. Or a Power App, which is if you want to make sure that like someone uploads a picture of a thing. Like we were in Paris one time and there was Surfrider was the organization, and they were building an app for people to take pictures of the trash in the rivers because what they were saying is that it's much easier to clean trash in the rivers before it gets into the ocean. Because then, he's giving me a thumbs up. But and so imagine being able to do a Power App to take a picture of it, know where they are. Just, hey, take a picture where the trash is, like geolocate it, and then upload it. Now you can get the density of everyone.
And you can find it.
Yeah.
Versus in the ocean, which is, ooh.